Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. You've reached Lisa Sahakian on Enlighten Up Radio, coming to you live from Long Beach, California. Coming to you live every Monday morning. What do we do here? If this is the first time listening, welcome. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. My name is Lisa Sahakian, and for about a year and a half, I started this radio show, Enlighten Up Radio, to really enlighten up our listeners across the globe. And thanks to our global community, absolutely, first and foremost, thanks to all the listeners who have just been so faithfully listening, not only to my show, to what I have to say, but so faithfully tuning into your own self-mastery, faithfully turning into your self-worth, your self-preservation, your self-awareness, your self-everything. Because what we do here on Enlighten Up Radio every Monday morning is we connect and we collaborate and we commune and we get our vibration up to the highest level possible. Why do we do that? Because like attracts like. How we do anything is how we do everything. So when we gather together on these Monday mornings, we share with each other. For those listeners who would like to call in, you're welcome to at 646-716-9768. Always happy to take live questions on the air. And what we do is we just really talk about what's happening in our lives. We share some enlightening, tangible tools for us to take away into our week to enlighten up our week and enlighten our lives, not only in the regular times, but enlighten us up even in the midst of life's challenges. You know, when life is really, really funky and you're going, what? And you're still in the process of duality, you know, what's happening here, what I'm finding in my own journey, in my own awareness, in my own awakening, you know, because I may teach this information, quote, teach it, I may share it, but at the same time, I'm always a student of it. Any good teacher will remain in the student mind, I believe, I feel, I strongly feel. So what I'm finding is that there is a new awareness muscle that starts kicking in when we're still living in a duality, when we don't see consciousness as everything. You know, they say if you can't see God in all, you can't see God at all. That's a Yogi Bhajan quote. And, you know, I have to say that that's very, very true. There's a lot of truth to that. The reason why I say that, because, you know, the difference between like consciousness, it's not even a few months ago to now, even just a few months ago to now to a year ago from now, there was a lot of fear happening. And I started the radio show, I started my YouTube channel, Inspired Living YouTube channel, to help with the vibration. And what we do here every Monday is to really maintain a higher vibration, because if like attracts like, and we know it does, if what we think is absolutely manifesting in our physical experience. If we keep saying, I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to, all the universe hears is the, I don't want to, let's say, be afraid. All the universe is, hears is afraid, 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 afraid. So it'll give you more of that. So when we join each other on these enlightenment radio waves, we get into a higher vibration where we're starting off our week with a lot more awareness, a greater degree of self-awareness, of self-realization, of self-evolving thoughts, things, and people. And consequently, our life starts having a better outpicture. That's really, really what happens. And those of you who have been listening for a year and a half, I know that there's a lot of you who listen and give me your kind and quiet comments on the back end. It would be great if you could post some information. The feedback that I get is really nice. My listeners are curious. They're very, tend to be movers and shakers in the world, but they're very quiet about how they show up in the world. So if you have been experiencing, I know that you have some groundbreaking aha moments when you take this dialogue into your work week for the past year and a half, or even if it's just been one time, definitely give me a call or post it on the pages or just let me know how you're doing. So what we're going to do today is keep the dialogue open in case callers want to call in. We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it open and really kind of check in with where we're at the beginning of the year. Where are you at? What's going on in your world? How are you doing? This isn't about, this is definitely not about creating New Year's resolutions. This is not about one-time wonders, one-hit wonders in our lives. This is really about creating what we call, you can't even call it sustainable, because even sustainable has an attachment to how it's supposed to look. I'll repeat that. Even if we call it a level of sustainable vibration, of a sustainable level of happiness, even that has some form of attachment to what the outcome is supposed to look like, et cetera, et cetera. So even if we have an outcome, an expectation that it's supposed to be sustainable, that the energy, the vibration is supposed to be high and sustainable, that absolutely may be well and true, but even giving it the label of sustainable gives us a limitation to it. Because, you know, if it were the same way all the time, if life were the same way, if we were the same way, things were the same way all the time, we really wouldn't have this really rich, effulgent, very deep life experience that a lot of us have. And when we allow ourselves to live in non-duality and lack of separation, in a real inclusive, is a good word, a more inclusive way of living, a more inclusive dialogue, a more inclusive, less duality type of a, you know, instead of looking for the wrong in everything, right? We know a lot of people, we may be that one of those people every now and then who's always looking, seeking, experiencing the wrong in something. What if we started looking for the lemonade? What if we started looking for the right in everything without being Pollyanna-ish? But what if we started truly making lemonade out of life in our daily living? What if we really started making that a practice, a habit? Not just a practice, but a habit. What if it became a level of awareness where lemonade was more prevalent than lemons? You know, it's a metaphor, but what if whenever life presented you something, you had the instantaneous, immediate, constant awareness where you could just flip it around and see it as a lemonade experience, see everything as a lemonade experience. So what I like to talk about is I like to give, when we don't have callers calling in, I like to give tangible tools for my personal living, for my personal experience. And again, if you're listening to the show for the first time, this is Lisa Sahaki, and you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. I always like to thank Ricky Byers Beckwith for her musical inspiration for the show, One with the One. Always, always. So I like to use my life as a tangible takeaway tool for discussion, for dialogue here on the radio. And the reason why I do it, because I am a student of these teachings. I am constantly learning. There is saying that, you know, we teach what we need to learn. So if that, in fact, is true, what I am teaching, self-mastery, is what I am learning. And truer words have very rarely been spoken. Let me tell you, my personal development, unfolding, expansion of self-awareness of who I am and whose I am, has been expanding so much, so greatly, that there is now a level of non-duality where the non-duality starts feeling like a sense of inner peace. I think that's probably non-duality. So if you're looking for, you know, am I living in non-duality more? If you're in your self-awareness and you're checking in with yourself, this week I would say, let's start looking at, focusing on, allowing more non-duality to show up in our lives. What does that actually mean, non-duality? Well, you know, it's really quite simple. It's a negative thought that once was an easy go-to negative thought. Case in point example, let's say you have a negative feeling around, a negative thought, a negative experience around your Monday mornings. Let's say you're really not into that, per se. You're not into it. So let's say you're not into it. What does that do? That's a negative thought. It is a deep-seated habit, belief system. We call it race consciousness. Race does not necessarily mean black or white. It's a judgmental consciousness. Race consciousness, we call it at Agape. So Mondays are X, Y, Z. And if it's not, if you can't fill in the blank with something good, that's a race conscious thought that's limiting your experience, your life experience. So let's start concentrating on Mondays and how we think about our Mondays, how we think about our week, how we think about our lives ultimately is what we're doing. We're really approaching, allowing, experiencing life at a much different, a much fuller, a much greater and more non-dualistic experience of our life experience. Why do we do this? We do this specifically because when we start experiencing more non-duality, we start experiencing more inner peace. When we start experiencing more inner peace, life is less of a struggle. The fight goes away. The triggers go away. The hustle goes away. The moving from fear goes away. You know that, oh my gosh, how am I going to make rent this month? Some of you guys might be thinking, or, you know, what in the heck am I doing with my life? I am XYZ years old, and how come I'm not doing XYZ by now? Those thoughts, those expectations that ultimately just simply create suffering, because they create an expectation, a false expectation. Let me tell you something. We are at right where we need to be, and if you're not at a place where you're not happy, don't be unhappy with where you're at. Raise your vibration so you can attract it. And I'll say that again. If you're not happy with where you're at, learn to raise your vibration so you can be happy with where you're at, exactly where you're at right now, rather than dualistically living in the I'm not happy, I need to change. What if you learned? What if you started learning? What if your habit, what if your go-to began with a more compassionate, self-compassionate way of thinking about yourself, with that didn't include expectations that created stress in your life, expectations that created stress in your life? What if you could actually have a weekly experience where you're a lot calmer, where you know that everything's being taken care of, where you have a trust and a faith in life, in the universe, in God, whatever you want to call it, where you just started enlightening up on yourself and the thoughts and the expectations that you have regarding your life? What if this week you started enlightening up on yourself a lot more? Take a breath with that one. What if? What if you started giving yourself a lot more space? Because let me tell you what's happening. What can happen doesn't need to look this way for you. But when we start giving ourselves a lot more space, a lot more time, a lot more opportunities, if you will, to really create more peaceful, inner peaceful experiences in our lives, the fight struggle goes away. And then there is this very interesting thing that can start happening that some of you may be experiencing already. When the inner struggle goes away, when the non-duality goes away, often there can be a experience of lack of motivate, quote, lack of motivation. But it's not lack of motivation. What it is, it's an inner peace that's taking over. And it feels like a lack of motivation, but it's actually the lack of anxiety that's showing up in your life. So it's not so much that you're not motivated. It's that the motivation is coming from a different muscle. It's not coming from the fear anymore. And the beautiful thing that you can start expecting to look forward to with daily meditation practice, with higher thoughts, with raising your vibration, with having greater self-awareness on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, what you can start experiencing and looking forward to is a lot more inner peace, is a lot more expectation of inner peace, is a lot more opportunities to really have more space in your life, have more space in your thinking. Life starts having a different synchronicity. It absolutely has a different pace. But, you know, the pace is never boom, boom, boom. You know, everything, if I could get anything through to you this morning, is that, you know, life is really a beautiful experience when we live in a non-dualistic, more compassionate, more accepting life experience. When we start having more accepting life experiences, what truly starts happening is not only do I get to start being calmer, not only does my life become easier, less of a struggle, more fulfilling, more respectful, much more compassionate. But what really starts happening is the inner peace begins to take over. The inner peace begins to take over. And when the inner peace begins to take over, it could seem slash feel or look like you're lacking motivation. Or that there's some kind of it's peace. And the trick is to not fill the peaceful moments with more chaos. Learn to allow greater moments in between in your life of that calm, that quietude, that you know the sound when you put your ear up to a shell in the ocean, right? That sound that has no sound at the same time, that sound that comes from nothing, that sound that's also in the universe at the same time. So when we start having more moments of inner peace, more moments of tranquility, more moments of bliss from within, what starts happening is we start having greater gaps in our day, greater gaps in our day of quietude, of stillness. And the trick is to not let people or places deem you, label you as in their discomfort of your stillness, okay? People sometimes they'll notice your stillness and they'll notice you're quiet and they'll go, wow, you're really quiet, you're really calm. And some people will be so uncomfortable in it, whether they know you or don't know you, but especially if they know you, if they're used to you filling in the space a lot or used to you being in your drama a lot, rescuing you, people who you've trained, because we train people how to treat us, teach people how to treat us, if you've trained people to always be in their rescue mode with you, if you've trained people to always see you in a specific light that is running from or running to or anything that is not peaceful, you'll often is the case is you'll experience people watching you in a way, experiencing you in a way, where, are you okay? Are you depressed? Or are you, you know, what's going on? Or may not feel comfortable hanging, or maybe they don't say anything at all and they just don't feel like hanging out with you. Start noticing that too, because that will also be an experience that you will have. Because when the struggle's gone, when the duality's gone, the fight is gone, the triggers are gone, hence the conversations that used to fill in the spaces, the conversations of fear that were based in fear, a foundation of fear, the relationships that were based in thoughts that created relationships that were fearful, right? Because if I'm coming from a fearful place, I'm attracting fearful things, fearful people. So get used to not having a lot of stuff in your life. Get used to not having a lot of, for get used to it being a lot quiet, a lot more still. Get used to not filling in the spaces with stuff. Get used to doing nothing again, nothing, truly doing nothing. Get used to doing nothing again. Those of us who are type A or recovered type A's who have spent our lives getting ready to get ready or being busy so people leave us alone, right? Often is the case we can do this at work, but we've done this at home with our parents too. But you can use the example of, you know, if you're at work, you kind of pretend like you're busy. If a boss or a higher up walks by, you don't need to be busy anymore. I'm giving you the permission, not that you need permission from me, but I'm giving you the permission to not have to be so busy anymore, to not have to look so busy anymore, to not have to fill in the blanks anymore, to give yourself a break, to give yourself a space, an opportunity, an environment, a lifestyle in which you can create more exhaling experiences, a lifestyle where you can be still, where you don't have to be busy spiritual, right? Busy being spiritual. What does that mean? Busy going to the workshops, busy running to, it's great to go to a spiritual center, you know, but what if you just took a day home? And what if you just stayed quiet for a day, you know? What if you didn't fill it up with people or thoughts? What if while your internal world started becoming quiet, what if while that internal world became quiet that you started this week making a intention without a hardcore dogmatic expectation? What if you created an intention to just slow down and give yourself some quiet time? Because, you know, I've sat in the quietude for hours upon hours at a time, white tantric yoga, you know, sitting in quiet, silent meditations. I just, you know, came from a lot of quiet and stillness in Maui, you know. And it's really great to learn to be quiet and be still. Yet, how is that practice, that stillness, that quietude, that enlighten up, that enlightening, that self-actualized way of being, how is that looking when you take it into the world? So this week's homework is really about taking your practice into the world in a more non-dualistic way, in a more self-loving way, in a more peaceful way this week. And really giving yourself the opportunity. So I can be still and quiet and calm when I'm sitting in that quiet, in the midst of Lumeria where I'm doing nothing. I can absolutely feel my quiet and calmness. Yet, what's it like when I am in the eye of the storm, when I'm in the middle of traffic, when I'm scrambling at the last minute to leave Maui unexpectedly too soon, quote, 30 days sooner than I thought, right? I can be calm about it or I cannot be. I choose to be calm about it. This life is really miraculous. And I'm really calling forth within all of us, with a little less than 5 minutes left on the show, really calling forth within us this week especially, a really stronger degree of self-mastery in 2015. That doesn't mean you have to do anything differently. Set the intention. Flip the switch in your mind. Just start noticing. Don't beat yourself up. Just start noticing where you are in your self-mastery. Start noticing if, in fact, what you're seeking is a more peaceful, a fuller, more abundant way of living, abundant in your relationships, abundant in your finances, abundant in your inner peace, abundant in your spiritual practice, abundant in your habits, you know, abundant in your hobbies. If you're seeking a really richer, deeper, more effulgent life, take the practice of non-dualistic living in your self-mastery into your life, not just this week, but into this year. Last year, we were really focusing on raising our vibration, and ultimately, that's always first and foremost in our day. That's why we meditate, is to maintain that vibration. Yet, in 2015, let's take it deeper. Let's set an intention in this Aquarian age to be the teachers. These Aquarian teachers. I know all of you are teachers who are listening. I know a lot of you, if not all of you, are listening to the radio show. Take this information, make it your own, and take it into the world, not in just how you speak, but how you live and move in the world. I know a lot of you use this information, utilize it in a way that's authentic for you. So I thank you for listening into Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian. Thank you so much for listening to Enlighten Up. I really, really wish you a beautiful week. I invite you to call me for those free 10-minute self-mastery coaching sessions at 310-569-1804, 310-569-1804. Take your life and your living to the next level. See if self-mastery is, in fact, something you are seeking. If you're listening to the radio show, I'm certain that you're looking for a next level of living, which is really a next level that goes deeper inside. I want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank all of our global listeners across the globe, wishing you a beautiful week. Thank you, Ricky Byers-Beckwith, for your beautiful musical inspiration. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to enlighten up your life, your thoughts, your week. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahakian. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one, with the one. Working it out, she's wondering why she married in such haste. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it.